Okay. See, we got to go back. We got one case that we left open. This was a gentleman. Leave my paper here.
For 11,281.
Yeah, 11,000. Yeah, there it is. 11,281. Is the gentleman ready, sir?
Folks, if you could disperse quietly, we'd appreciate it. Thank you.
We still have hearings going on. We'd appreciate it if you would please be quiet. Okay, sir.
Thank you for being patient.
You're welcome, sir.
The uniqueness of it, it's in a flood zone. We cannot build any livable space on the first floor on this property.
Okay.
So we have to maximize the floors above us. So okay. That's the uniqueness of it. And okay. There is a exceptional particular difficulty. As I stated before, my parents had a stroke a few years ago. They're on a wheelchair. So we have to put a elevator down below where they can access the living area, which is above us.
Okay.
So, and also the doors and the restrooms. I think the code is 42 inches as opposed to smaller doors.
Right.
So that's the uniqueness of it. The possibility of development, yes, it could be developed, being 35 foot. But as I stated, that we need that extra 5 feet in order to to make it enjoyable. After all, this is a vacation home, so we need that. It's a family home, so we need this extra space in order to accommodate my parents the effect on the surrounding area. I would personally think it would improve the value, character of the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Also, we have three little boys. We've been vacationing there for the last 15 years. Mm-hmm. And my kids ride the bike. I do it in the neighborhood. My wife does it. It's a great way of getting exercise. Right now, the way the lot is hazardous for the kids and the dog because it's sand. There's nothing there. Mm-hmm. Now, if it was going to be improved upon, the 30 feet or so, the front lot, it'd be hard surface as opposed to being sand today. So it makes it much conducive and much more safer for kids or adult for the bike to go around as it is today. And also the existing variance, I believe that there's precedent in the community that it been granted to many others before us, and we should be treated the same way.
Okay.
And that's all I have to say.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Wertman?
No questions.
No further. And Ms. Callaway, then, no further questions. So, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay. Sir, you can sit down up front. If you would, we got a lady here that's in opposition.
Thank you.
Need to hear from her.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Kathleen McClure, Ayala, 4831 Foxhall Crescent, Washington, D.C.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
I'll keep my comments brief. Just as a matter of context, my husband was the one who wrote the letter. We live at 32 East Short Road. Is our beach house in Middlesex Beach. There's three lots. There were two lots behind the proposed property. We built our house 11 years ago, knowing full well all the covenants and the setbacks of Sussex County and Middlesex Beach. We also conformed our house by changing the architectural plans for the standard blueprint that we were going to do to fit into that lot. We have a 25-foot setback on that side of the house. We also don't have, you know, of course, we wanted to maximize living space, too. I have a big family, many people who come to visit the beach. And we also have an elevator in, so we have no livable space on the first floor. But we built within the confines of whatever the, you know, we were allowed to within the zoning requirements. I'm also, my mother is paraplegic, so we have a handicapped house. So unfortunately, we share some of the same, I guess, unfortunate things. So we were able to build with an elevator. We have a handicapped bathroom. We have a handicapped space. So, I mean, we have all of that already. So to me, in terms of uniqueness of this property, you know, I don't know that from a building standpoint, we put our house where we built. We knew that someone would build in the two lots, of course. They're buildable lots. So we positioned our house and our views and our decks within the confines of what's allowed so that we could maximize the sliver of ocean view that we do have. So that was kind of our first point. In terms of, you know, we have kids. My kids grew up there. I have a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old, and we have a number of kids who visit us. So, you know, we're the ones, and there's only two houses there. So, you know, there's just us and the neighbors in front in this buildable lot. We had not heard anything about this other than the letter we got from Sussex County. We did call our property management company just to say, hey, you know, the lot's been unbuilt since we have lived there. So since 2001, it's been an it's a lot. It has just a brown fence, you know, like a
snow fence.
Yeah, just basic fence. So they didn't have any information. They just said, I said, can you tell us anything about this? They said, no, we don't have any information, but Sussex, you'd have to deal with Sussex County. They have different requirements. We didn't hear anything from the board either as well. So I think, you know, from our end, the kids that go on that really where, and I didn't realize it was even them, I didn't realize it was Allie and Jennifer who are building the house. They live way far down at the very other end of the neighborhood. The only people who have kids who are down in that neighborhood is us with my family. So it's just us and the neighbors in front, and that's it. So we're really the ones who have the kids that go around. So from just bikes, and you know, they don't pay attention, there's a lot of kids are carrying stuff, just going around that bend, you know, we just want to make sure that there is enough space so that people can see, and we want to maximize the amount of space for safety reasons that the house is from the road.
Your lot is 60 feet wide as well?
Our lot runs, I have our little thing that says what house. Our lot runs this way. So
you,
we
run, you need to,
oh, I'm sorry, what do I need to get?
Pass that down there.
You're this lot. You're on the corner of Route 1.
That's exactly right.
Can you give us a lot number, Mr. Lank?
Lot number 2.
Lot number 2.
Same block. It's up on
okay.
The top of the sheet.
I got
so
you.
We're here.
Are you on this lot also?
No. The okay. Neighbors of Thomas's built here. So this is built lot 2. Okay. So we're here. Our neighbors built here. And then this is a lot that's been on that they're talking about.
Okay.
But your lot
runs.
I understand, but while I'm looking at your lot actually it says it's to be a 10-foot setback next to Route 1. It's supposed to be 15. So you're saying your lot, when you built, you conformed to the 10, or do you build to the 15?
We built to the 15.
Okay, that's okay. Just to clarify, because okay. This is wrong.
Okay.
What size lot is that?
It's the same.
It's 60 by 150.
60 by 150.
60
by 150. Exactly.
Same thing. You got
it's 30 feet longer.
You have a 30-foot longer lot than the applicant does. You're the 150, they're the 120. Okay, that's fine.
So you had a
bigger
lot.
But this isn't yours. I wasn't sure.
It had a longer lot.
Longer lot.
It had a longer lot. Yeah. I just want to make sure that her survey had 10-foot on the corner side, which is wrong. And that may be a restriction within the development. I'm not sure. Oh, it must be because the HOA signed off on it and said they didn't object to it.
Okay. So that's 150. Lot. We got 30 more feet. Okay. Anything else, ma'am?
Mm-hmm. No, that's it. Thank you.
Any other questions from members of the board? Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Does any member have any questions for the applicant?
No.
I do.
You do? Sir, do you want to come back up front, please? I have one more question.
Have you ever considered making it smaller? You're going three-story with this house?
Yes.
How many square feet?
How many square feet, sir?
Roughly, I'll say about 3,000 square feet.
3,000 square feet? Okay.
That's just an estimate.
Oh, wait.
That's on three floors?
Yeah. No, two floors.
Two floors.
Two floors?
Yeah.
Elevated.
Yes.
Two living floors?
Yeah, two living floors. I think I may be wrong on that. I don't know what the 30 by... Can I look and give you...
Sure. Yes, sir. No, that's fine. You can go ahead, sir. That way you'll know.
Okay, 40... Forty by
70.
70, right there.
2,800.
Yeah.
2,800. So
2,800.
Footprint.
Footprint, yes.
And it's two floors?
Two floors. So it was about
5,600 square feet.
50, yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay.
That would be if it was fully enclosed.
Yep.
But yeah, typically you don't count decks in.
Okay. Yeah. Get with him. All right. Are there any other questions for the applicant? Okay.
No.
Hearing none then. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to table this to our next meeting also.
Okay.
Unless everybody else.
I would have to go along with that. I'd like to. Mr. Workman, how do you feel, sir?
Fine, table it.
Mr. Mills?
That's fine.
Okay, we'll have a motion by Mr. Hudson. Do I have a second to that?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 11,281 to our next regular meeting. Again, we'll be on November the 4th. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I am Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,281 will be tabled to our next regular meeting, which will be on Monday, November the 4th. Okay, you may come if you would like, but there'll be no more testimony taken because the hearing is closed, okay? No, you don't have to be. If you'd like to come, or you can watch it on the internet. Okay? Whatever you'd like to do.
You can listen to it online also.
You can listen to it online. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir.